I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Memo. It is Friday, May the 5th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Brad Locke on your weekend edition of the podcast. It is Cinco de Mayo. It is, we missed May the 4th. It is Revenge of the 5th.
Get it.
It's punny.
Star Wars jokes.
Yeah. We got plenty.
What's tomorrow then? The 6th?
The 4th.
That could be Revenge of the 6th.
The 6th awakens?
Reaching there.
Could also be Revenge of the 6th, I guess.
That's what I just said.
Oh. The Empire 6th back?
What?
Attack of the 6th?
I don't know.
The Phantom 6th?
6th and the City? No, it's a different
thing. I have an ulcer, so saying X's are hard right now. Oh, my phone's not on silent. Now it is. For your listening enjoyment.
Darth 6th?
That's not a movie title. That wouldn't work. The 6th Jedi? The last?
The 6th Jedi.
None of these work. None of these work.
He's not very famous.
He's my cousin.
Same to Vinny.
Who hired that guy?
Well, we've got a weekend edition for you. Tell you things you can do. I don't think there's any May the 4th events going on in Tupelo.
Or the 5th?
For the weekend. I used to do a May the 4th event, but I don't do that anymore now that I work here. So
hey, what, man?
I'm the only one that did one. Brad wants to interrupt.
Let's let Brad interrupt.
I was trying to say something, and then you just, it's fine.
I didn't do anything. I was quiet. Go ahead.
It was Kiefer's fault.
Okay, well, blame Kiefer and here, shame him.
I was just going to say. I was going to say that openly. I'm glad to see the Star Wars movies doing so well, this current run of them, but I'm now having trouble keeping up with all of them. There's been like two trailers come out in the past month or so.
No, just one.
Two different movies. No. Or maybe there's one in the theaters and then there's another trailer. I'm all confused.
One just came out on Blu-ray, and right after that, a trailer came out for the next movie.
So they're coming out once a year. So the one that came out last December just came out on Blu-ray, and the one that comes out this December just got a trailer.
I'm having trouble keeping up. I don't even know what episode we're on now. And you got the one, like the standalone.
Four and a half.
Which one that is, and I just...
Three and a half. Two and a half.
You've had...
There's too many.
What's confusing to you?
I just can't keep up now. There's too many.
What?
I don't know.
There are seven...
Which is what?
Films in the Skywalker trilogy.
Right.
Trilogies.
The Last Jedi is the next one?
Is episode 8.
I thought I saw something about the one after that, episode 9.
Episode 9 comes out. They're probably already talking about it because, you know, Carrie Fisher died and she won't appear in it.
There's probably
a lot of news.
Okay. I guess I thought there was a trailer for that.
They're about to start filming, so no, they haven't filmed it yet, so there can't be a trailer yet.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's kind of like, there's not a story in the paper if we haven't written it yet.
I must be getting old. Yeah. What's with all these Star Wars movies?
I don't know about these Star Wars kids.
We're going to go see the Star War.
Let's go. I like Spock.
After the Star War, I need to go to the Walmart.
I'm a big fan of the Spock.
I'll get on the Facebook and post about it.
Everything's the when you get older.
I know.
I get on the Twitter.
Get on the Google here. What's the Google say?
My best friend lives in Georgia, and I think he turned 40 this year, and everything to him is the. Like, he puts the in front of everything. And I'm like, but he did it like 10 years ago. Like
before it was cool.
Before it was, you know, I'm going to the Kroger. No, just go to Kroger.
No, that's funny. My mother-in-law calls it Kroger's, which I think some people around here do as well. But
yeah, I don't like the plural. Kroger. Let's not do that.
Let's go to Kroger's. There's no S. Sorry. Let's go Krogering.
I hate that.
Kentucky. There have been a lot of jokes.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky's football field. University of Kentucky got the naming rights for the field. It's Commonwealth Stadium. It's Kroger Field at Commonwealth Stadium now. Isn't that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Kroger bought the naming rights. That's about right for Kentucky football, though.
You get in.
It's the Kroger of the SEC.
You get so much cents off your ticket if you scan your
you
card.
Use your card
you 3 cents off.
Yeah.
Or if you get 100 points, you get 10 cents off your ticket.
Yeah.
Or $10 off.
It might be free tickets for Kentucky football.
Actually, well,
it probably is free for Kentucky football.
Yeah. Not basketball, though.
Nope. I do like Kroger, though. But
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, what was your May the 4th event that you used to do?
I used to show the Star Wars movies, and people would get dressed up, and we'd do the whole thing. But we don't do that anymore.
Hmm. Why not?
Well, I have deadlines now.
Get a real job now.
I just had to pay for something to the advertising department a minute ago, and Richard Crenshaw told me, obviously I don't think it's a secret that we get an employee discount on certain things around here. Most places have that. He offered me my employee discount. I offered to pay full price for what I was paying for. He said, no, take advantage of it while you still can. And I said, what the heck is that supposed to mean? Do you know something I don't know? And he was like, I meant just take advantage of it since it's there. I didn't mean it like that. So I'm sure this is my last day.
Richard's got some nefarious plans.
Yeah, I'm sure he's kicking me out by the end of the day. This is it. This is my last hurrah. So I can say whatever I want to on this show.
And Chris can edit it out.
Fun. Yeah. No, we won't do that.
So what do we have on the show today, Derek?
Who do we have
and
on
who
the
do
show
we have on the show?
Well, it's your weekend edition, so yes. It's usually, I don't know why you ask these questions, because
for the sake of the
food, it's listeners. Movie, it's entertainment. For those who don't know. Okay. It's awfully repetitive when you do it.
I don't care. Okay.
It's a rhetorical device.
It's a radio device.
Rhetorical device. So Jenna Parsons with food, Scott Morris with movie review, me with, you know, your entertainment guide for this. Yes. Wet weekend.
Hey.
Actually, probably not anymore. I think we're good, aren't we?
I think we're good after yesterday.
After yesterday. Isn't that the end of it?
I mean,
cooler weather. Cooler, though. Cooler by the lake.
Maybe I'm going to get my lawn mowed this weekend.
And today's high only like 58 or something?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But still kind of ridiculous for May. Whatever.
I'll take it.
I'll tell you, my lawnmower broke.
No.
Because things break in my house.
Everything breaks. I think it's your house, dude. 62 is the high for today, excuse me. But yes, sunny for the rest of the weekend.
Pretty sure I heard something upstairs Thursday morning as I was working.
Your house is haunted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So now things just break everywhere. Your lawnmower breaks.
Yeah, there is a...
I really just want to see a ghost riding your lawnmower like, wee, boo.
That's probably next.
Breaks.
As long as he, mows the front yard first.
Yeah. Just hanging out at the pool. And then there's a leak.
Yeah, there's another thing, my pool. I don't think I got a clog in the pipes. I can't get the algae out. Become an issue. Pool is not open.
Pool is not open, people. Stay away from
the
locked pool.
Too cold this weekend anyway.
Too cold.
What, Chris?
Did you this much stuff break at your old house?
Nope.
Yeah, it's the house. You bought a lemon. And now everything associated with it is coming home to roost.
Apparently.
Because when you got herpes.
It's not herpes.
When
it was
you
the
turned,
shingles.
When you turned 40 and everything bad happened to you, you were still in the old house, though, right?
Yes,
okay,
I was.
So that had not happened yet.
No, we moved about 6 months
but
after
But you
that.
Still got that hair, so there's really no excuse.
Well. At least I have my hair.
At a young age, Brad stuck his finger in an electrical socket, and it stayed that way.
I got a cut a couple of days ago.
Yeah, we knew from your 12 selfies that got posted.
I posted
everywhere.
One selfie.
Really?
Or maybe two if you count
Snapchat. Facebook, Instagram.
I forget you're on Snapchat.
Twitter.
Never post anything.
It was everywhere. You had it up everywhere, buddy.
You know, can never take too many selfies.
Well, I think you can. I think that the rule there is yes, there is such a thing as too much.
It's a way to control how people perceive you instead of letting society define you.
What quack taught you that?
Nobody.
Okay, you just taught yourself. So you taught it to yourself.
No.
Why are you so
something I picked up somewhere?
You're like mellow right now. You like totally mellowed out on us, and you've gone to like a surfer mentality. What happened? Now you're not speaking at all. This is just weird. Now I feel like I'm alone in here.
Okay, let's get the show going, I guess.
Well, all right. If we're just
you good?
I'm great. I thought we were talking about your house.
But I'm talking about my house.
Apparently, this turned into some metaphysical
haunted it is.
Discussion. Of,
well, speaking of metaphysical, the house is haunted.
Well, there you go. I guess that's a good a segue as any. But yeah, we'll just go ahead and start the show. Jenna Parsons joining us today. We've missed you.
Thank you, Derek.
I've missed you. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I've missed you.
I missed her, too.
Whenever I turn around for the last week, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
I kept an eye on all your cookbooks, though.
Yes, and I did tell you that the one that we thought had disappeared.
I still think your husband's gaslighting you and that he moved it and said it was in there the whole time.
That's possible.
Yes. Anyway, I'm glad you got that back. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And we have your food section from Wednesday to discuss today. You were on vacation. You guys went to the beach.
We did.
How was that?
Lovely.
Your column was about going to the beach.
It was.
What did you enjoy at the beach?
Not being here.
Ah, waka waka. I set myself up for that one.
Enjoyed being away from work and responsibilities of home and pets. I missed the pets, but I didn't miss their waking us up to be fed and walked and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And you took some snacks along with you for the trip?
We did. We generally don't eat out much when we go to the beach. We like to cook. So the first night we got there, we went and bought some shrimp that was just in off the boat and boiled shrimp. And the next night we did red snapper. And then we did eat out a couple of times and I had some fabulous grilled tuna tacos that just, it's like nothing you've ever had. And Charlie got some oysters, which makes him happy, and some grouper. But the thing that we did this time, we always say, oh, let's be healthy. Let's take a bowl of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a bowl of fruit, and we come home with that same bowl of sad, at this point, fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we ate the fruit, and bananas and oranges and kiwi and apples. So I had decided that I wanted to make some, I got it in my head, I wanted to make some homemade popsicles using fresh fruit, and bought the molds, but they sat in the car. But when we got home, I made fresh fruit pops with kiwi and
pineapple. So you waited until you got home to make?
We were going to make them at the beach, but, you know, when you, it's a choice between making popsicles and watching the sunset. We opted for the sunset.
You go to the ocean every time. How did they turn out after
They turned out very well. The molds that I bought were small, only 2 ounces, so that's not a very big popsicle.
The silicone kind or the...
No, it's that old-fashioned plastic.
Oh, okay.
Plastic kind that have the little cute colored tops that you stick in.
I got you.
So I really wanted peaches.
Mm-hmm.
I was craving peaches, and we even stopped in Chilton County in Alabama, but their peaches weren't in yet.
No.
And they had no peaches here, so.
I see you had kiwis in them, which automatically heightens my...
Do you like kiwi?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Love it. We did kiwis, strawberries, blueberries, and pineapple.
There you go.
But I did find a nectarine at the store yesterday and had it for breakfast this morning, and it was okay, but still not very sweet. So I know I'm just pushing it. I'm pushing the season, and I just need to wait till the peaches come in.
You've got a recipe for these in your column, which looks good. Has anybody gotten back with you, said they've tried it yet or anything?
Not yet. We weren't sure when we decided to do popsicles whether we wanted to go, you know, you can do the like we did, putting the fresh fruit, then you just top it off with white grape juice. Or they're the ones where you, like, put strawberries and blueberries in a blender and blend it. That's more like a sorbet almost. It's just like an icy fruit. And then they're the ones that you can make where you would add milk or cream that's more like a dreamsicle, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. So... There are other, I want to try other popsicle types as well, but we started with the fresh fruit.
Good deal. And your cook of the week this week is from Tupelo?
She was an Army brat. She was born in San Antonio, and then she lived in Tupelo. She and her mom and siblings lived here for 8 years. Her dad, whom I'm sure all of y'all will recognize the name, Smitty Harris,
mm-hmm.
was a POW for 8 years in Vietnam. And they were actually living in Japan when his plane was shot down. And they moved to Tupelo because Carolyn's mother's sister, I believe, lived here. And so they came to her aunt.
Gotcha.
So they came to be near family. And then when her dad was released, they moved, I think, to Montgomery, or they probably moved around more than that. But she decided to come back to Mississippi to go to school. So she went to State and got her accounting degree and had a really cool job where the company she worked for her moved her around to different places for different projects. So she got to live in California and Chicago and all sorts of places and learned to cook different foods in those different places.
One of those different foods I noticed is she enjoyed something I don't see people talk about very often. She enjoyed cooking Chinese.
That was something she learned from her mom.
Yeah. Since
she spent a lot of time in the kitchen with her mom. And then she had to learn to cook Cajun food for her husband, Chris. That's his favorite. But when their second daughter was born, she was born with a allergy to mm-hmm. the whey that's in cow's milk. So she had to change up the way she cooked everything that had cow's milk in it. So they eat a lot of fish now.
What's your history with making rice? Because in my history, it's always like I could feed the multitudes. When there's always too much.
Well, you know, when my mother used to cook rice, she would boil it in water. Mm-hmm. And then she would strain it through a colander. But I've never had success making it that way. So when I make it, I always do two parts liquid to one part rice. So one cup of rice, two cups of broth or water or whatever. But actually, I find that there's never enough rice. I could eat rice for breakfast with butter and salt. I can eat it mm-hmm. for dinner. I've been known to just eat brown rice for dinner.
This lady right here knows what she's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Jenna, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget you can wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's news break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
No, I didn't see this.
Like a non-analog. I didn't see you put it there. I didn't put it there.
Well, I mean, Chris, whatever.
He didn't put it there. Well. You picked it up from right here and moved it over there. I watched you. Read it.
You know, just for the sake of argument, I'm going to take your side, bro.
You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Also, look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Your Alley is a high school sports podcast with myself, Blake Morgan, and Gene Phelps. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at prepyourally.djournal.com. And for Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. Let's welcome Scott Morrison to the show now, Mr. Movie Guy, at least for the purposes of today.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, as the case may be.
Or good night. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine and dandy, like a hard candy Christmas.
Dolly Parton. Nice. I like that song. Hey, let's talk about this movie you watched, The Zookeeper's Wife.
Yeah, it come out a while ago.
I hadn't heard of it.
Well, it hadn't come here, and okay. So it opened at the Malco last week, and I'd seen the previews for it pop along.
Yeah.
And it's set during World War II, and Jessica Chastain plays the wife of a zookeeper, mm-hmm. hence the title.
There you go.
And they're in the Warsaw Zoo. They're in charge of that, and it's a delightful place. I'd love to go. It's like a land before lawsuits, where the young camel just runs free throughout the place.
Nice.
It looks like it was tragedy waiting to happen as far as the zoo is concerned.
But
the tragedy happens later when the bombs come down, raining in from the Nazi invasion of Poland.
Yeah.
The Zabinskis are Gentiles, so they could just keep their heads down. But they have a lot of friends who are Jews who are rounded up in the Warsaw Ghetto, and they do what they can to help.
And this is based on a true story, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's a... and you mentioned the land before lawsuits. That they have a tiger cub sleeping in their baby's bassinet as well.
Two tiger cubs.
So the zoo is like their life, isn't it?
Right, exactly. They're fully invested in the zoo. And again, a wonderland. Yeah, I would love to have gone, at least the way it's depicted in the film.
Sure.
But then it turns into a hellscape.
Yeah.
Some of the things you see happen to those animals are like foreshadowing to what you see happening to human beings later on. So it's a very powerful and movie with a sense of dread that kind of sits on top of it the entire time. Early on, one of the earliest scenes, the husband is, you know, thinking maybe telling his wife maybe she should take their son and go out to the country and get out, you know.
Yeah.
And then you hear her say, no, that's a horrible way to live. You know, you shouldn't be on the run. We should stay here. This is our home. And you kind of know that's going to turn out badly for you.
Yeah.
It's like, no,
we read the history books. We know what happens.
We know what happens. I guess you have to have an obligatory scene like that so it
sure
sort of happens.
Yeah, you said this movie wasn't so much entertaining as transportive. So, I mean, you feel like it really takes you to that time and place.
You know, it's hard to watch atrocities happen, especially when you know that things just like that actually happened.
Yeah.
And there are some moments that we took my kids, because it's PG-13, we generally take kids to PG-13 movies, mm-hmm. and there are moments where my son had to get up and go out into the hallway and just get away from it for a while. And he's 12, he's not quite 13, but still, we figure, warp him early, you know. one of our concerns I want to bring up, though, about that, now that stuff, you know, my daughter sat through it, but I mean, some difficult stuff to watch at times.
Yeah.
But there's also something, there's a moment early on where there's a shot of Jessica Chastain's bare breast in the All Together. It doesn't last very long. And then she covers up and stays covered up. But I thought, why would you do that for a PG-13? Why would you do that? What does that add to this movie at all?
Nothing, but sometimes they do that because they can.
I'm not, you know, are they saying this kind of, it's a natural kind of thing and trying to get, I don't know what was going on there, but I thought parents should be aware of that. I mean, sure. Had I known, I might still have taken the kids. I don't know. But, I mean, because the movie's very powerful.
Sure.
It's also at times, I must say, slow. I think they could have probably taken 10 minutes out and not have hurt this movie at all.
Yeah, a little.
And there are moments, there's a couple of stretches where it's like, I checked my watch, and I had to deduct major points. I was like, oh my gosh, are we still doing this?
Yeah.
And that's not just the trouble. That's just, you know, it has its own pacing that I disagreed with, I suppose.
Yeah. And another plot point in this movie has to do with a German officer. He's also a zoologist.
Yeah.
The Berlin Zoo.
Yeah, he's just a guy who comes in who has the power to do what he wants to do, you know, and what he wants to do is woo Miss Sabinsky, which is very difficult for her husband to see while he's going out risking himself.
Right.
Of course, she's risking herself because that's where people are being hidden out in the zoo. And so it's a lot of just emotional stuff happening here amongst the life and death stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's a... they tell you a little bit about how it turns out after, but I don't want to go too far into that because you know, I don't want you necessarily know who lives and who dies, as that
sure.
is. But I mean, definitely, these people's stories has been shared, and you think, you know,
Hitler dies, right?
In the end,
okay.
No, he escaped to Argentina, right?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so you gave it a B. So I mean, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's a powerful movie. Yeah. But again, when it drags so much, it drags so much, you know?
And right.
And I would rather it not have done that.
Yeah. Well, you can read Scott's review in the Thursday scene section of the Daily Journal.
But what would be the point? You just heard everything.
Well, in case they want to read verbatim what you said about it.
I think we covered everything.
We did. But, you know, trying to get eyeballs.
Dread,
trying to get
atrocity. Have we said atrocity yet?
Trying to get eyeballs to the website.
Okay. Well, yeah, go to the website by all means.
Please do. Hey, thanks for your time, Scott. Good stuff.
Oh, happy to be here.
Watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. You can watch live on Monday afternoons around 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. The 2017 legislative session is now over, but there's a special session coming up, and so Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol. Time for the scene section roundup.
You seen
Derek?
It?
Derek. Nah. What's happening entertainment-wise around here?
Joke gets more old every week. plenty of stuff to do this weekend. Plenty. You could go downtown.
Yeah.
And you could go to the 15th annual Blue Suede Cruise Festival.
Cool cars.
You could go West Town and go to the 15th annual Duty Burger Festival.
Mm, burgers.
Why we don't put the two together, I don't know.
Nothing says Tupelo like old cars and duty burgers.
I mean, just
blue suede burgers.
Well, they're both about, look, I'm not getting on a whole soapbox here, but the you know, possibly there's softball tournaments or soccer tournaments or whatever, not soccer, but you know, tournaments going on that you couldn't utilize the entire parking complex of the fields, but it just seems like a no-brainer to me. Yeah. Almost just,
yeah, I mean,
they're both about
kind of the same,
they're both
time period,
time travel,
right,
yeah,
right.
It's both the 50s and the 60s. It just
Elvis,
it seemed like they go well together for me.
So Duty Burgers at Ballard Park,
yes, it
and
is
Blue
it is around
Cruise,
the Duty
the arena,
the Duty's Diner, obviously,
right,
its namesake, which set near Crosstown for years and years and years with the famous Dough Burgers, and then was donated by L.D. Hancock to the Orrin Dunn Museum, where it now sits and is restored, and pay a little extra, and you can go in and eat your duty burger in the diner.
Hmm.
Neato.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Welcome back.
I was reading up on something. Pull up a story I want to talk about in a second.
And then, of course, downtown, you've got Blue Suede Cruise. You've got probably about 1,000 cars prior to 1992 is the cutoff there. This should be the most cars they have ever had on the premises for the festival.
Could I bring like an 89 Geo up there?
Space. You could Geo bring Prism. An 89 Geo. I mean, it can't be like a busted Geo.
That's what my sister used to drive.
My sister had a Geo Prism. She had like a 92 white Geo Prism.
Yeah, hers was like this weird charcoal brownish color.
She always wanted an Amigo.
My brother always wanted an Amigo.
Yeah, that was like the thing.
I remember that one.
You remember the Amigo? Who made it? Was it a Chevy? Chevy Amigo?
No, Nissan.
I remember the Yugo.
Actually.
Is that what it's called? That the small.
It's not a Chevy. Car,
I don't think it was. I don't think it was a.
An Isuzu? Was that what it was?
Might have been. I don't think it was like a big.
It was an Isuzu.
Okay.
There you go. That was an Amigo.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
So why 92? Did something big happen in 92 that's where the cutoff is?
That's just the cutoff is for classic vehicles. 25
years?
Far back. It's got to be because you've got to get one of those antique car tags. You've got to be so far back.
So it's not always 92. Next year it'll be 93. It's always 25.
Correct.
Got it.
So that's what you're looking at there. Hmm. That's free to get into. And two performances from country music artist Roddy McDowell. There you go.
Cool.
You're a big fan of Roddy McDowell.
I know who that
you?
Is. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan, but I know you're talking about.
He's a huge Roddy McDowell fan, Brad. Whatever. Is. So he's performing inside the Mancorp South Arena today and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Cool. That's free to get into as well.
Nice.
So, cool stuff there. Duty Burger Festival, also free admission. Some of the events obviously cost. And the burgers obviously cost.
Right.
If you want a dough burger. So, yeah. Duty Burger. That's from 10 to 4 tomorrow. And Blue Suede Cruise will be going on through Sunday. Plenty to do.
What I'm excited about is Elvis Fest.
We got the lineup
earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the Saturday lineup because I'm a big fan of J. Roddy Walston in the business and the Future Birds. I like both of those bands. So they're playing
Saturday. Band names, you can just, the Desk Owls. Like, I'm a huge fan of the Desk Owls. Like, you can just start making anything up these days.
Yeah, I know.
And there's always going to be that one guy who wants to sound like hip. He's like, oh, I love those guys. I love those.
Yeah, I saw a bit. I don't remember. It was probably one of the late
Shattered Pane Glass. I've been following them for weeks now. They're huge.
It was probably one of the late night shows. They went to Austin during South by Southwest.
Sure.
And just made up these made up band names and asked these young people if they had heard of them. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to their new album.
Yeah. It's
not even real band.
Flickering Fluorescence are coming out with a new album at the end of the summer, and I hear they're going to be at Blue Canoe, and that's fake news. There's no band called. There might be a band called Flickering Fluorescence. I don't know. But Apple Core, you've seen them?
Oh, yeah.
God, they opened for Dave Matthews last night.
Not as good as the Rusty Bumpers.
No, they are not. Two of the surviving members from Rusty Bumpers went on to be in Apple Corps, though. So,
that was a terrible tragedy with the plane crash.
I guess I'm just not keeping up well enough. There's a
changing world.
I'm
you
so
gotta,
lost.
You got a Light Switch is coming to Tupelo. That's a huge get for us.
Which one's the real name, Light Switch or Light Beam Rider?
Well, that one's correct.
The Light Beam Rider is correct. They're actually from Mississippi.
Harry and the Hard Hats, though. I'm excited to see them. They're going to be at Fair Park over the summer. That's a big deal.
J. Bob O'Toole and the Mannequins.
Mm-hmm. Is in tight. See, you can just do it all day long.
You can have fun with that.
And, like, one of those people who doesn't have much of a backbone at all, and it's all just wants to be in the know. It's like, yeah. Oh, I got all theirs. I celebrate their entire catalog,
I've seen them in concert three times.
I got them on vinyl. Signed. Yeah. 180 gram.
I saw them before they were big.
Danny Smith's going to be doing a show over at the Coliseum later this year. It's going to be huge.
Our Danny Smith?
Danny Smith, really? Yeah, Danny Smith, yeah. Just keep it on. Hitler's going to be opening for...
the Mussolini's?
Yeah. So Hitler's going to be opening for the Mussolini's this fall, so... It's just, you could just go all day long with it. It's sad, really.
You just do a random band name generator and just
You don't have to do a random bit.
I'm saying it would be fun to make one.
Anything you look at could be, like, I saw a flickering fluorescent light out there. That's why I said flickering fluorescent. And
yellow hard hat. See what
yeah,
you
yellow
there.
Hard hat. See, it's just, I spy with band names. There's Danny Smith. See, I did it again.
Green microphones.
Charlie and the Langfords. That's a big one
the
for us.
The green microphones.
That one's, they don't like that's them. That's not so good. I don't really like them.
The Rolling Stones, like...
That's not a real
band.
Come on.
I don't think Chris gets it.
You gotta try harder. You gotta try harder than Rolling Stones.
The Encyclopedia.
That's the name of it's name of a magazine. You're
the Led Zeppelins?
Yes, that's yeah. Yeah,
it's good. Zeppelin made of lead would fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
I keep seeing Danny Smith. I keep going. Danny Smith opened at the arena? That's great. It's a good get. So yeah, you do it for anything. And the more I do like the concert grid, which didn't make it into this week's scene due to space, but you can find online at djournal.com whenever Brad Locke gets it up there.
Yeah.
Is like the most ridiculous. Like, I'll like every week there'll be like three new bands, you know, rotating in the area and that I'm adding to the bars and the dives. And I'm like, that can't be a real name. That can't be true.
Well, listen.
Surely not. And I can't look at it right now.
I get an idea. Okay. You should go on Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
And do like 10 band names.
No, I'm not stupid. No.
And do guess which one is fake.
I did the 10 concerts I never want to see. Like
God.
I was snarky about it.
That's so stupid people do that. Lemmings. They're all Lemmings. The Lemmings actually open in the theater later this year, too. It's Danny Smith's going to be opening for the Lemmings.
Where were we? Oh, hey.
The M. Scott Morris's.
Going back to the Elvis Fest.
Sure.
They got this new event that looks pretty cool. The Music at the Mill,
as
they call it.
It's going to be going on. They've got some great acts there as well.
The old Cotton Mill.
The Isuzu Amigos are going to be there at the Cotton Mill, so that's huge.
The Red Yugos will be there.
The Geo Prisms. Haven't seen them since 89.
The Weeks. I cottoned onto them recently.
I saw them open for Dan Fogerty in 92. Yeah.
No, that's a real band.
Okay.
The Weeks. They're from Mississippi as well.
Yeah.
They're playing in that thing. That's going to be June 1st, I guess, when they're doing that. $10 tickets. For the other stuff, the other Elvis Fest stuff, it's like $12.50 a night.
It's going to take over the whole town eventually. Like
20 for the whole weekend.
You'll be having house shows in your living room. Like, well, we got the Weeks going to be at Brad Locke's house. If you go down the street here,
that'd be sweet.
And you can hear the ghost of Elvis.
We got enough room in our front yard. We can put a little stage up.
Yeah, the ghost of Elvis is upstairs at Brad's house, and you can hear him. And
I'm trying to figure out why would my house be haunted?
Harry and the Hard Hats. I like that one.
Okay.
The Chris Chiefers.
The
Chiefers. That really just sounds like a minor league baseball team.
Chris and the Chiefers.
Yeah. The Des Moines Chiefers.
Wait, what's your middle name, Chris?
Emil.
No, it's not. What is it?
It is Emil.
Really?
I don't know. You want me to make something up? Edward.
No, I didn't know that.
It is Emil.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Chris Emil and the Chiefers. It's a pretty good band name.
The Allergic to Shrimp.
How do you spell Emil? E-M-I-L-E?
You got it.
Bam.
First try.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Learn something new every day, Derek.
Yeah.
It's my grandpa's name.
Cool.
The grandpa's gonna be
my middle name is my grandpa's name as well.
Howard.
Harold. Close. I never knew him. He died when my dad was six, but there you go.
It's a sad story.
It is. Are we done?
The Are We Done's opening for Yeah, we're done.
We are. Where can you find us?
You can find us online at memo.djournal.com. We're in iTunes, Google Play, any of your podcast apps, and we're on the Twitter at djournalmemo. I'm on there as well, at Brad Locke. You got at W. Derek Russell, at Chris Kiefer. And that's it for this episode, I reckon. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. You've got plenty to do, as we just told you, all the things you can do, so don't sit on the couch.
Or sit around the couch and make up band names. It's kind of fun.
It is really fun. We could do a whole episode on that.
Yeah, send them. Yeah,
memo at journalink.com.
We'll do trivia and figure out which one's real and
which ones
we've just totally faked you out on. You'll never know.
Diarrhea Planet, real band.
Podgators.
Podgators.
They've got their first EP dropping. That's going to be a good get. The Capital Views with Bobby Harrison.
Capital Views.
Bobby Harrison and the Capital Views.
Yeah. That's, they're kind of a doo-wop group. That's what I was about to say. We'll see you guys next week on the Memo.